At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Our question, successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jay. Reel it in, man. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Oh, come on now. So even though, like, mine's a weed story, but gee, that's not near as cool as the last ones you guys were talking about.
Well, we're terrible people.
Yeah.
That was a one-shot deal.
Oh, yeah, terrible people. So also, I'm a FedEx driver, so I'm driving right now.
All right. How many packages do you think have drugs in them?
Other than that, it was a couple years ago. I smuggled in some weed on accident. I went to a car racing show in Monroe, and they even patted me down. And, like, but the guy, like, security guy that was patting me down was too overwhelmed with, like, the smoking hot woman behind us.
Yep.
So he, like, literally did, like, the baby pat down. And I didn't even notice it either. I'm like, I forgot. It was only, like, a 20 sack.
Doesn't matter. They can get you. They'll get you.
Yeah, well, what we ended up doing, because I went with, like, 10 buddies, and he had the weed pipe, and then he forgot his weed. And then I'm like, well, guess what? I made it through that. And then so we took turns hotboxing porta potties.
How much weed do you think actually is transported, like, through packages? Like you said, you work for FedEx, UPS, the mail service, those things.
It was like a 20 sack, but I also, like, years later out in Tumwater, since I'm a FedEx, worked at a weed warehouse, so I've been used to seeing pounds and pounds and pounds and that type of stuff.
Yeah, I'm just curious how many people try to mail it.
I knew someone who, in my mind, mailed an extraordinary amount. This is before it was legal, right? So she's one of those loose-living women, right? Lots of fun, joy to be around. We're having this party. We're talking about weed because I want to say at this point, maybe Washington was debating at least decriminalizing it. She's like, ah, man, I don't care about that. I got some friends in New Jersey who'd come out to visit me. They really like the weed here. So I sent them like a pound and a half. And we're like, you sent it to them. How? I was like, I put it in the goddamn mail. It's like, wait a minute. You put a pound and a half of weed in the mail. She said, yeah, I did. She goes, I sealed it up. I put it in a box. I went to the post office. They weighed it. They weighed a pound and a half. I paid for postage. My hands here are done. I'm like, oh, my God. She never got caught. Yeah. But it just blew my mind. Like, that's just not something I would do. International borders and the U.S. postal system. I'm like, just don't mess with them, man.
The one I did it once.
You mailed weed?
Years ago. I was going to New York City with a buddy. And, like,
I think I know the buddy.
Yeah. So he was like, we got to get Washington weed out there, and I was like, I don't know. So we mailed a pair of brand new shoes to the hotel we were staying at.
Okay.
Right? Now, of course, the hotel's in my name, and when we get in there, they're like, Mr. Smith, two things. I was like, all right. They're like, first, we got to move your room so it'll be an upgrade, but your view's going to suck.
Okay.
Okay. And then they said, oh, come over here. And I walk over there, and, you know, you could kind of feel your heart racing a little bit. And they're like, and here's your package. Went upstairs, unwrapped it, and there was the Nikes with in the box still with an ounce of weed in them.
Nice. Well done.
My
we almost got in trouble, too, in Hell's Kitchen. Because this doorman was like, you guys reek of weed. I'm not letting you in. And then my buddy just goes, do you want the other half of the blunt? It's from Washington State. And he was like, go ahead in.
For real.
Nice. My roommate, first 2 years, lived with him. Then he went on and got some different roommates. One of the dudes was from New Jersey. Affluent family.
All right.
Pretty well off. And his thing was cocaine. He loved cocaine.
Of course.
He dealt cocaine.
The rich guy?
Yeah. Believe it or not. Shocking. From New Jersey. Wow.
I'm blown away.
Mind blown. He sold a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
But he would get all of his cocaine in New York or New Jersey, somewhere up there. At any rate, at the Morgantown Airport, you could actually go in like a private jet. Mm. You could get a personal flight.
Okay.
You could get a flight. I mean, you could go there, you just pay in cash, and they'll fly you where you want to go.
If you are affluent, yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it was. You go up there and you pay, and then they'll fly you wherever you want to go. So those two idiots, about once every 2 months, would hire the same guy. They would fly to some place in New Jersey. His roommate would go and get whatever he needed to get from the guy at the parking lot. They'd get back on the plane and fly back with however much that he got.
Mm-hmm.
And they made enough money where they were able to pay for the flight.
Yeah. I had a...
From the sale of their goods. That's how much they were picking up.
I had a friend. It wasn't really a friend.
I was like, this is insane, guys.
It's someone I knew. He was a private pilot. Same thing. And he's like... Basically, you'll get a call, and within 24 hours, whoever your client is, then they want to go wherever it is they go. So he's like, no, I fly across the country. He is the ex-husband of Dizzle's sister. So you guys know Dizzle. So mm-hmm. her next youngest sister was married to this guy. It turns out he's a psychopath. But anyway, one time he did fly out to Seattle. So it's like, hey, meet me at the bar. I'm not going to drink. He was good on that tip, right? So he's there with his co-pilot. And every time I saw this guy, he's wearing sweats, flip-flops, backwards baseball cap. When he shows up as a pilot, man, clean cut, perfectly pressed uniform, right? Super professional. I'm like, well, who are some of the people you fly around? He's like, I can't tell you that. It's almost like the HIPAA of the
private. No, you can't. Yeah. So not on private flights.
I'm like, all right, how many of them are up to no good? He's like, look, man, he goes, some people, you know who they are. You've heard of them. And they're kind of up to no good, but because they're of celebrity status, it doesn't really matter. And I'm like, are they bringing drugs on the plane? He goes,
hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I don't ask, but yes. He goes, because you know who these people are. This is what they do. And he goes, but there's an occasional client, and your story reminds me. He goes, this guy looks like an absolute dirtbag. Like, you wouldn't let him into Walmart kind of guy. And this guy's had, like, 7 flights with me, and they do ask for this particular guy by name. He just has, like, a duffel bag or a briefcase. He's like, I have no question that he has drugs in there, right? He doesn't want anything when you get on the plane. They offer you a drink. He's like, nah. That's basically all he has to say. We drop him off, whatever. We wait in town. Within 6 to 12 hours, you get the call back. Guy gets on the plane. He has a different duffel bag, a different briefcase, and we fly his ass back to from whence he came, and we don't see him again until we get another call. But he's not the guy that calls. He's just the passenger. But he said the first time they picked him up, we get off the plane, and they think a homeless dude has wandered onto the tarmac. He's like, so we're talking to security and all this kind of thing, and security goes, no, that's the guy. And he goes, he looks at him. He goes, no, the guy we're flying. He goes, that's the guy. He said, is he like a convict? Like, where are the cops? They're like, hey, man, look, we don't know what to tell you.
Jesus.
That's the guy. Yeah. He goes, but he never looked, even had different clothes on, but always looked like crap. And he goes, I know I'm helping this guy deliver drugs, but I don't know what's in his bag. And professionally, I can't ask him, like, hey, man, is that a bag full of cocaine? He's like, you can't do it. But I know that it was. It's like, damn, man.
Oh, look.
But he's like, look, I will not get arrested. I don't know what this guy had. Whatever he's doing is entirely his problem. But
they would talk about this. They would say, like, yeah, Friday night, you're out. You're like, yeah, we're going to go to New York tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow's when things are coming in. Okay, all right. What time's your flight out, Matt? Noon. Guys, leaving at noon. Okay. So you've been doing your stuff, and it's like 4 in the afternoon.
And he's back?
He's back.
Yeah, right.
Like, it was an hour and a half flight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally all it was.
You land, you get your crap, you fly leave. Back.
And I'm like, you're back already? He's like, yeah, man. And I'm just like, wow.
Yep. Don't ask questions.
Wow.
I mean, I assume. Wow.
Well, he's not around anymore. Obviously, he ran a little too fast, but yeah.
There's got to be times they do check private jets and private planes.
They have to.
But it's definitely not all the time.
No. There's no way, man.
Yeah.
I think it's like getting a cavity search at TSA. Like, maybe you got pulled up randomly, but you're not counting on it happening.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.